time, but none of the rate setters called for a hike this time. Richard Davis from the Economics Observatory says that's down from 2 the last time the committee met.
Some really key things have changed. The number one is the headline inflation rate, which is now below 4%. We can be pretty clear that unless we have some big shock, inflation is going to come towards 2% in the summer.
The government says it'll consider the findings of a report which says women affected by the change in the state pension age are owed compensation. It was raised from 60 to 65 in 2010. But the Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman says authorities failed to properly inform people. Report author Rebecca Hilsenrath says it's important MPs act.
We're talking about people who can't necessarily afford to see as much of their family as they want, can't perhaps have a holiday or have leisure activities. In some instances, we've been told they're buying second-hand clothes and they're having to make difficult choices about buying food.
More than 500 migrants are believed to have crossed the English Channel yesterday. Home Office figures show it was the highest daily number so far this year. Simon Harris has a clear path to becoming Irish Prime Minister after all other frontrunners dropped out of the race. Yesterday, Leo Varadkar announced he was standing down as the head of Fine Gael. The number of children living in poverty across the UK has hit a record high. An estimated 4.33 million children were living in households in relative low income in the last year. And George North has played his last game for Ospreys after rupturing his Achilles. He had a sour end to his international career with Wales coming off injured in their Six Nations defeat to Italy. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up.
That is the unmistakable voice of Mr. Tony Bennett and The Good Life. Okay, we're back in the studio now with our guests, Martin and Margaret, who have been talking to us today about the Brentwood Museum. So, what else can you tell us about it? When do they open? Are they open all the time, etc.?
No, sadly, we'd love to open more often, but because we don't have the volunteers, we are open during the summer between April and October, the first full weekend of the month. So we don't open on the first of if Sunday the first of the month we don't open. So, but Saturday and Saturday the first we would open. It does confuse some people. They think we should be open on the first of the the month if it's a Sunday.
Right.
And it's open in the afternoons between 2:30 and 4:30. And we do also open on a Monday, the Monday afterwards, in the morning.
Right.
Between about 10:30 to 12:30.
Excellent. I suppose more volunteers would help you to keep open longer.
That would be, that would be nice to have more volunteers. We always would like to have more volunteers. We do have a very able little clutch of volunteers that meet on a Monday morning to help do repairs and change the exhibits when we need to.
Right.
Keep the lawn nice and tidy, etc.
Right. So, Margaret, what do you think would make an ideal volunteer, someone to come in and help you?
Somebody who's interested in people and in things. Somebody who's curious. That's what our main volunteers are. You don't have to have grown up in the area. You don't have to know an awful lot about history, but you have to be interested.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Is there an age limit that you'd be looking for your volunteers?
Oh, no, no. Our oldest volunteer, Holly, won't mind me saying, she's in her 90s, and she is very sharp and perfectly capable and competent and very interesting to listen to.
Excellent. Who's your youngest one, would you say, at the moment?
That would be...
Ronnie,
yes. She is... much, much younger.
But you're not going to give her age.
No.
She wouldn't appreciate that on the air.
I don't think she'd probably mind, to be honest, but she is fitting us in amongst the other activities that she takes part in.
Excellent. And do you have a website or anything, Martin?
Yes, brentwoodmuseum.org.uk, or just actually brentwoodmuseum.uk works.
Okay.
Yes, we do try to keep that up to date. And we do also have a Facebook and Instagram presence.
Excellent.
Which is at Brentwood Museum or #Brentwood. I don't know. I'm too old to buy it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be putting all these details up on the Phoenix FM website. So if anybody is interested in, and I'm sure everybody should be interested in the Brentwood Museum, have a look on our website or look up Brentwood Museum on your Google or whatever, and I'm sure you'll find all the details. And you've got to get yourself down there. Now, Martin, you mentioned earlier about some talks. Perhaps you could fill us in on that.
Well, because we are only open during the summer, we felt for our members that we need to do something extra. And we do have a monthly talk schedule between October and May. And we meet at the Shenfield Parish Hall on the third Thursday, which today happens to be... every month during then, 7:45 we start, and members are free, otherwise it's £4.50 for entrance. And that's one of the ways we try to make some money. We are totally volunteer based. We do not get many subsidies from other places, and so it's donations and membership fees is the way we get most of our money coming in.
Excellent. I know you say that Brentwood Borough Council support you, but you're not funded as such.
We're not specifically funded. We do get some money for certain things. We got some money for a display we put on last year in the Baytree Centre, but we're not. It's not a significant. We get a reduction in rates, fortunately.
Right.
So they do help us there.
I remember that little exhibition, you had a photograph there that I hadn't seen before of what were the old TA drill hall that was on William Hunter Way, where the car park now is.
Right.
And that's it was the Royal Signals, 45th Essex Royal Signals. I used to go to that as a teenager. And when I saw the photograph, there was these marks on the wall that said officer commanding, etc., for car parking. And they were very rickety old sticky tape letters. And it took me right the way back when I was about 17, because I actually stuck those on the wall.
Oh, you're responsible, aren't you?
I'm responsible. And the O's were a bit square because we only had sticky tape and it wouldn't go around the corners. So if you look at that photograph of the old TA centre, you know I had a hand in that bit.
Well, we do have lots of photographs in the store, but it's time consuming taking them out. And displaying them. We would like to scan them all, but that, again, takes time, and present them either on the website or on a display roll and display in the museum.
Absolutely.
But, yes, it's always time and man hours,
yeah,
which is lacking, unfortunately.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to have a track now, and then we're going to come back and finish off this little chat with you. So we're going to carry on with this one.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
Sandy Williams and Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Now, strangely enough, that song has always been very, very big in the clubs. So you may have the very latest from the charts blasting out, and then it'll be followed with Andy Williams, which always seemed a bit strange. But they do love to sing along with that song. So, and who knows a pub or a club singer that doesn't belt that one out towards the end of the evening. Andy Williams, brilliant stuff. Okay, we are back with our studio guests for our last little session with them today. And I think Martin wants to tell us about a talk that is going on this evening. Martin.
Right, well, yes, this evening we have got a young lady named Mary Smith, who used to be the head teacher at a school in Kent. And she gives a very good talk about a schoolgirl's war. And I actually first heard this at the U3A last year, and I'm more than happy to hear it again because it was that good. And so she's basically talking about, I won't spoil her thunder by giving it all away, but basically the trials and tribulations of teaching young ladies during the war, with bombs falling down around them. And it's a very interesting talk. They did uncover some illustrations and she shows the illustrations as well. There is a book, The Schoolgirls War by Mary Smith, which one can buy. She will be selling them this evening, no doubt, signed, of course. So, yeah, I would thoroughly recommend it if you're interested in anything like that.
Excellent. Can you just remind us where and times, etc.?
It's at Shenfield Parish Hall, which is the top of Shenfield High Street, just on the bend. And it starts at 7:45. It's £4.50 for non-members, and there is tea and coffee at the end.
Excellent. Excellent. That's really good.
We'd love to see you there.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much to my guests today, to Martin and Margaret. And it's been fascinating hearing so much about something that I rather fear not enough people know about, the Brentwood Museum. They certainly do now. And it's all going to be on our website. So, once again, thank you very, very much.
Oh, I haven't seen you lately, Roy. So I hope to see you next month.
I will do my very best. Thank you. Okay, we're going to carry on with a song now. A little bit of a quiz for you. No prizes for this one. I want you to have a little think and tell me, who is this?
Of a story, you'll find it's all been told. But our love has a treasure our hearts can always spend, and it has a story without any end. At the end of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time. The water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time.
Okay, that's a song called The End. Now, put up your hands if you thought it was Nat King Cole. I can see you. I'm watching, you know. I've got a little spy hole in your televisions, and I'm watching everybody in the room. And a lot of you have got your hands up. Well, actually, it's not Nat King Cole. It's a chap called Earl Grant, an American pianist and singer who actually looks very much like Nat King Cole. He sounds very much like Nat King Cole, and he sings some Nat King Cole songs. That was not one of Nat's songs, of course. He's performed all over the States at major venues. Sadly, when he was just 37 years of age, he was driving to another gig when his car left the road and overturned, and sadly he died. But he left us several albums, inevitably one which is called the Songs of Nat King Cole. Speaking of Nat King Cole, I was privileged to go to see him in concert. This is Nat King Cole's brother, Freddie Cole, and we saw him in the West End of London. And he also sounds like Nat King Cole, but perhaps not so much unless he tries. But he specifically doesn't want to try. In fact, he's got one song called This Is Me, Not My Brother. A great singer, nevertheless. So if you do get a chance to see Freddie Cole anywhere in London, then I should suggest that you take that opportunity. OK, we'll be right back with some more great music after these messages.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. You should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing.
Hi there. This is Random Voiceover Man. Tune in this and every Thursday at 1 p.m. for 123 with Roy Tyzak on Phoenix FM. You know it makes sense.
There we go. That was Elton John, of course, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Interestingly, yesterday, Elton John and his partner Bernie Taupin were awarded the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, which is a very prestigious prize to get. And indeed, of course, it's very well deserved. They got that yesterday in Washington, D.C. Elton John said that their longevity is due to the wide variation in their song styles, and he ran through a few different songs. And indeed, they are all very, very different. Bernie added, "Our palette is full of colours." There we are. That's the songwriter. Ferry, let's stick together. Okay, time for a couple of country songs. Kicking off with this one. Playing this one for John Gardner. I know he likes it. It's a Johnny Cash. A One Piece at a Time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now, up to now, my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 64. I could see you just one time. Oh, how it eased my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone. Just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I give this heart of mine. If I could see you just one time. I could relive just one time. Turn back the pages and there I'd find that same old love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. So I
see you just one time.
There's a bit of country and western for you. Here's the Police. The Police and Walking on the Moon. A little bit of traffic and travel for you. Of course, down at the Brook Street roundabout, there's still ongoing repairs and work down there. So that's basically on the M25 on-slip ramp, which is the direction going down towards the Dartford Tunnel, not the other way. You can expect delays down there because there's a lot of work that's been going on for some time and it's still going to be going on for a bit longer. So do be careful in that area. On the M11 earlier on, there was an accident which closed the road between Junction 7 and Junction 6. That's Junction 7 for Harlow, and 6 was the M25. The accident has all now been cleared, but you could possibly expect a little bit of slow-moving traffic still as you go down there. As far as the weather is concerned, in Brentwood, 16 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. Supposed to be getting a bit of sunshine a little bit later on, after 3 o'clock. So it's not too bad at all. Here's an old one, but a brilliant one. It's the Rolling Stones.
Ask me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend,
this is Random Voiceover Man. Tune in this and every Thursday at 1 p.m. for 123 with Roy Tyzak on Phoenix FM. You know it makes sense.
You talk like Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like ZZ Jarman. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso,
Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Okay, going to play this one for my wife Penelope, who at the moment is struggling to get to the petrol station without running out of petrol, which is the sort of thing that she does quite often.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right.
Hear the children crying.
I will feel alright.
Say it.
Let's get together and feel alright.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let them all pass all their dirty remarks.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask.
One heart.
Is there a place for the hopeless sinners who has hurt all mankind? Just a savior's own belief.
One love.
Fight is holy, I'm a Gideon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no doom.
One soul.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Say it.
One love.
What about the one
heart?
That's Bob Marley and the Wailers. And that's one love going out to Penelope. Let's hope she made it to that petrol station without running out, because I'm getting too old to push cars. Here's Alison Moyet.
You're pushing and shoving.
That's a wonderful Alison Moyet and All Cried Out. Alison grew up in Basildon, attended Southend Tech. She'd been with so many bands. When she was at school, they formed a band called The Vandals. When that folded, they formed a band called The Vickers. Then it was The Screaming Abdabs. I've heard that a few times. When they packed up, she'd be joined a band called The Little Roosters. And it was in 1981 that she joined with Vince Clarke and Yazoo were formed. Shortly after 1983, Yazoo broke up and Clarke formed Erasure, and Alison started her own very, very successful solo career. She also got the award for Best British Artist, and that track was from her 1984 album. Okay, Jo Bailey is going to be up next with her fantastic show, as ever. And she's got a guest with her, Michelle Spencer, our local yoga teacher. And they'll be chatting about all sorts of things. Once they get going, you can't stop them from chatting. Try it, I dare you.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
FM and online. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.